These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Jamal Lewis has admitted he understands the frustration of Newcastle fans after a slow start to the season, but still believes the Magpies are good enough to finish in the top half of the Premier League. Steve Bruce's men have taken only 1 point from their opening three league matches, losing at home to West Ham and away at Aston Villa before exchanging late goals with Southampton in a 2-2 draw last time out. Though fans are back at St James's Park this season and turning up in their usual numbers, results have done little to ease long-standing discontent on Tyneside. I think this team is capable of an easy top-half finish, stringing performances together that the fans love, he said. Obviously, with the fans coming back, being strong at home and hard to beat, we can create some great memories this season. Newcastle are set to open contract talks with midfielder Sean Longstaff. The academy graduate's contract runs out in the summer, and the midfielder will be free to talk to foreign clubs in January and potentially sign an agreement elsewhere. The Magpies midfielder was linked with a move away from Tyneside this summer after falling down the pecking order at St James's Park. Everton and former Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez was keen on reuniting with the two midfielder. The former Magpies boss gave Longstaff his debut at the club and is an avid fan of the midfielder. He's claimed the club are keen to keep the midfielder at Newcastle beyond this summer. A former Magpies defender, Gary Caldwell, has left the club's academy after completing his scheduled period as interim under-23's head coach. Caldwell stepped in on a short-term basis last month following the departure of Chris Hogg and leads with the recruitment process to appoint Hogg's full-time successor nearing completion. Current assistant Kevin Richardson will take the team for its upcoming fixtures ahead of a permanent appointment being announced shortly. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.